Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers visited the U.S.-Mexico border as part of their push for legislation that responds to the illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Senator John Cornyn pushing for legislation that would get cases for asylum before a judge in a timely manner.
Right now, that's not possible because they are given a notice to appear months and maybe years in the future. This is what our Border Patrol friends call catch and release.
The Texas Republican saying him and Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema want a special court docket to give migrants a way quickly to make their case for asylum.
For those who do not have legitimate claims, they need to be deterred from taking that dangerous journey in the first place.
After 12 years in power, it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu's time as Israel's prime minister is coming to an end. Opposition parties in Israel announced they've reached a deal to form a new government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The president continuing to push for Americans to get vaccinated.
President Biden is calling on more Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of what he's calling a month of action to try to get to his goal of having 70% of adults receive at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. In remarks on Wednesday, the president said the country was heading into a far better summer than last year.
America's heading into the summer dramatically different from last year's summer. A summer of freedom. A summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, an all-American summer that this country deserves after a long, long, dark winter that we've all endured.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. More than 133 million people have been fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A federal court ruled that officials in Vermont violated the First Amendment by denying public tuition aid to students who attended private Catholic schools. The Wednesday ruling struck down a Vermont rule that banned students attending private religious schools from taking tuition aid through the state's town tuition program. The TPP provides funding for students in towns where the public school system does not cover all grade levels. More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com or checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Pray it's a great day for you. Why not your best day ever, right? Every day starts that new opportunity for us. And I say, hey, go headlong, give it 110% and make the most of it. I mean, great story that we were able to, share with you regarding Leroy Barton. What a neat man. And Leroy Butler, as a superstar and a Hall of Famer, no doubt he's destined for it. Four-time Pro Bowl defensive back and with the Green Bay Packers, and, of course, winning a Super Bowl championship as well. But, these are the stories that are kind of lost in translation that these young kids are not picking up on, that here he came from, he's the product of a single mom raising him, poverty that you can't even imagine. But the things that his mother instilled on him, how that allowed him to, hold on to aspirations and to fulfill his dreams. And here he was until he was 8 years old. He was in a wheelchair. I mean, can you imagine? And then he goes on, his sister knocked him out of the wheelchair one day and he realized, oh my gosh, I could walk. I mean, as things had happened, it was all by accident, but, I guess God knew that he needed to get out of the wheelchair. So he used his sister to knock him out. And then he goes on to become this, incredible professional athlete. Albert Norton is with us right now. We're going to be talking about his new book, Dangerous God, A Defense of Transcendent Truth. He's an attorney and writer, and he makes the case that confronting the reality of God in this postmodern world is a dangerous proposition. Because, Albert Norton, I say welcome to the show. I think you find yourself in that situation where it's the wrong gospel, wrong church, huh?
Yes, very much. Thanks very much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, I'm grateful that you could be here and talk about this, because, see, this is what people are not quite grasping. And, of course, the radical left, the atheist, the socialist movement, they're not going to be honest about it, because basically it is the big lie of Romans and the book of Romans, and we're going to make an exchange here. What they're offering is a different God, and it's an atheistic God versus the God that we know. And when you still have a great majority of Americans saying that they believe in God, it is not the God that they're talking about. So they just kind of, mollify the whole idea. But the bottom line is, and the things that they're attacking are the principles, the morals, the ethics, the character of God, and they have a different God ready to replace God.
No, I think that's right. And I think we can go deeper than that to try to understand and not simply say, oh, you're liars and they say we're liars. I think what we can do is go beyond and say, well, what is the nature of God? What is the nature of truth? We're going to call somebody a liar. What does that mean? You're not telling the truth. What about and in what way? And I think what if you work your way back, it turns out that in postmodernism, I struggled to figure out what the through line even was for postmodernism. And what I came to the conclusion of what it was that it's a softening of the idea of an objective truth. And you can actually trace this back through philosophy to figure out how we got to where we are today. And so if postmodernism means something, it means that truth is something that we can either self-create as within existentialism or that we can invoke in order to further some other goal, particularly a social goal, as with pragmatism, which both coalesce now in postmodernism. That's a chief theme in my book.
Well, Albert, I guess that's a way we can have the conversation, because if we take them on with, hey, our God against their God, you know, they're going to avoid that. They're not going to want to confront it because they know they don't have standing. But something, you know, as I guess accepting or maybe mysterious in a sense is truth. I mean, you have in that exchange between Jesus and Pontius Pilate, Pilate looks to the source of truth himself and asks, well, what is truth? Right. And I and that's kind of the postmodern response, isn't it?
Exactly. In fact, I say that postmodernism stands in Pilate's shoes, because rereading that story closely, Jesus and the Jewish accusers, they all subscribe to the idea that there's an objective God. He's real. He's the author of truth. And all of our logical thought process, the logocentrism that forms, that is the backbone of civilization, guides our rational thought processes in a particular direction, and it's towards that objective truth. So Jesus subscribes to that, certainly. His Jewish accusers did also, but not Pontius Pilate. He had sort of thrown the hands up to say, what is truth? And I think he's making a meta point about truth, not just you know, being sarcastically saying, brushing the question aside.
Go ahead.
Well, so, you know, back to Dangerous God. I mean, I picked that particular title because we should think of God as being dangerous because he's real and he expects something of us. But also we need to understand that when we start compromising the very conception of truth, we put ourselves in kind of a vulnerable position. Because then what are we going to say is truth? I mean, the reality is that we still have this rational process or mental process oriented towards truth, but we're not following that anymore. We have sort of a self-created or socially created truth. It's like when you hear the word narrative all the time. It seems like I hear that constantly.
Exactly.
Well, what is that? And I contend that it's the effort to kind of bootstrap a new kind of a new source for truth.
No, you're exactly right. I agree with you. And the thing is that people are without really even realizing, they're abandoning the infrastructure that truth provides. And the result is the lawlessness and chaos that we see in our society today. I mean, where people walking down the street are getting their heads knocked off, and you've got people destroying property, billions of dollars of property, jobs being destroyed, and just this anarchy that's taking place. Well, when you are not holding on to the anchor, the moral anchors that God has established, that are endemic to his creation, well, this is what you get. But, you know, what happens with these postmodernists, they're saying, hey, look, I got a better idea. If you'll just trust us, we'll be able to, you know, build you something better, and we'll make sure that you're happier. And so that takes them further away from the truth and these moral anchorings that are really the anecdote for today's chaos, is it not?
Well, it is, and it's kind of even worse in a way, because if you're taking away the idea of objective truth, then you're kind of ratcheting the battle, so to speak, up a notch. Instead of being able to just talk about what's true or not, you're actually talking about well, implicitly, you may not be saying it overtly, but what you're really doing is you're ratcheting up to what constitutes truth, what is truth formation, and where does it derive?
Right.
So if you're a postmodernist and I'm not, and I'm trying to have a discussion with you about what truth is, we're talking about two totally different things, and we're
without
just not
a doubt
going to agree.
No, exactly. Your viewpoint of reality, your worldview of reality, is so antithetical to the other. There's no way you can have a conversation because there's really no true exchange because you can't even agree on the first point, much less get to the second. Albert Norton Jr. is with us. We got more coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Welcome Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And to this end, we're grateful for the writer and attorney, Albert Norton Jr., who is with us to talk about his book, Dangerous God, A Defense of Transcendent, it's Transcendent Truth. There was a typo. We caught it last night, and here it is now. I know where that typo was because I was going, well, that's not what I put down. I knew it was transcendent truth, and we started because I thought, yes. Okay, we're talking God and we're talking transcendentalism. Okay, wait a minute here. Make sure we have that right. It's a defense of transcendent truth, and so let's discuss that. Break that down for our audience. I mean, it sounds, you know, like a heavily weighted title, but it's pretty simple, isn't it?
It is pretty simple. So really the idea there is truth is objective. And lots of people, whether they believe in God or not, would subscribe to that idea. They'd say, sure, truth is out there to be discovered, not be created by me. Mm-hmm. And therefore, truth is objective in that sense. But I didn't say a defense of objective truth. I said a defense of transcendent truth, because I'm also trying to say that truth, just like, you know, people often say, well, there must be a God because something didn't come from nothing. So physical things out there, they have to have an explanation. There has to be a creator. There has to be God. Well, I'm looking at that and thinking, well, wait a minute. That's true of physical things, but also of ideals, of virtues, and you know, beauty, and right and wrong, and where that comes from, and certainly truth. And so what I'm trying to say is those things are ontological with God, that God infuses those things into the world. Mm-hmm. And we have to really work hard, I think, to ignore the evidence of that. Mm-hmm. Just in our everyday lives.
To me, I see them in part as, you know, kind of reminders. You know, because they all point to God, whether or not you want to agree with that. But as you say, you know, otherwise people come up with these weird, you know, ideas that it just kind of happened. There's just big bang, shazam, you know, it's there.
Right.
But, you know, the design, the intelligent design behind all this, and it's yet another benchmark or another sign that points to intelligent design that has kind of built into the system, you know, some guardrails, so to speak, you know, like the law of gravity. You know, I use that quite often as a simple example that, you know, that law was instituted, you know, for our good and protection. And when we violate that law, then, hey, we find out the hard way. Well, if that's the case for the law of gravity, how about these other things that are involved in God's creation?
Well, exactly. And so we can actually trace back, if you look back through history, I talk a lot about various philosophers, but it's really more as markers for the evolution of ideas in society.
Yes.
I think you can go back to Rousseau, you can go to Hegel, you can certainly go to Marx. Mm-hmm. And then you fast forward to the turn of the 20th century, we get to the pragmatists. And the existentialists are, you know, we're in a ferment of existentialism at the time, and then postmodernism is birthed. Mm-hmm. Well, what I believe is that what's happened there in that evolution is that how do we get to a point where we can decide that truth comes from some source other than God? Well, first you have to reject God, because
yes.
the evidence is so overwhelming otherwise. Mm-hmm. And so now you've got to have other theories for the formation of truth. And that's how we get to where we are today with postmodernism.
And it's amazing, you cite these philosophers over the ages, and they all came, I guess, basically to varying conclusions, but you would think that we would learn from them, but instead it's almost like every generation has to reinvent the wheel.
Well, yeah, so each generation builds on the ideas that got traction in the generation before. You know, we like to think we're all original thinkers and we've all invented the wheel, but in reality, it's kind of a smooth evolution. You can trace it pretty handily, and I've taken a stab at doing that to show that, okay, now it makes sense that we're putting aside such a fundamental idea as the objectivity of truth and of goodness and of evil, for that matter, and of beauty and of the other virtues that are part of a civilized society.
And it goes back to that original sin, doesn't it? I mean, when you think about humanity, there they are, and they're in the garden, everything's all good, they're hanging with God, very cool, enjoying his creation, and they decide they know better. And so this is the common fall of man that keeps cycling back into our society that wants to do do without God because they themselves see them, you know, see ourselves as God. We can control it. We can take over. I mean, to me, I look at the history of our country. Clearly, the hand of divine providence, our founding fathers repeatedly referenced God's influence on the idea of the American dream. And here we are, these 250 years later, and then, of course, this has been going on for a process of decades, not just now, but I'm only saying that here we are today, and it's as if we're telling God, hey, don't worry, we got it from here, you know?
Yeah, we got this. Yeah, that's true. And the reason I mentioned Rousseau in that little catalog there is because he represents to me, this is late 18th century, a marker for this idea that, hey, it's not original sin. It's, you know, people become corrupted by the corrupt world around them, but they themselves are, you know, the noble, savage, pure, and so on until corrupted. It used to be that parents, for example, would understand that their job is to raise little monsters to become civilized human beings. Mm-hmm. And now it's the reverse. Now it's like, oh, we got to protect them from everything so that they don't get corrupted by the world. But I think that's backwards. It misapprehends human nature on something really fundamental.
Yeah. Where's the empirical evidence to demonstrate that theory has any plausibility?
Well, good luck.
Or maybe I shouldn't ask that question.
I'd like to know.
Just like, you know, it's like so much of things that are happening today in any realm. You just go, okay, well, where has that worked before? Can I ask that question? And it's funny, you ask that question, you get the deer in the headlights response.
Yeah, well, because the answer is no. You can't ask that question.
Right.
That's the real answer.
And the title, the first two words of your book, Dangerous God. Dangerous God, when you find yourselves in the hands of God, judging you for, in lack of a better word, your own stubbornness and stupidity, I guess.
Yes. So God is dangerous because he's real and he expects something of us. So that's the really, really, really short answer. Mm-hmm. But also, if God is the source of truth and beauty and right and wrong, and we tend to have a stand where we think of God as, we think of ourselves as being neutral, you know, mm-hmm. with respect to God. But God's not neutral with respect to us.
Oh, yeah.
And we treat it as if it's a proposition that we can kind of take or leave, and maybe it's just sort of an add-on to our understanding of a mechanistic, naturalistic world. And it's not that way at all. If God is real, and of course I say he is, then he infuses the world with these virtues, with truth, with love. Mm-hmm. And so that is a part of our reality, that if we just sort of subtract him out of it as if he's just an add-on to what we know about reality around us, we've made a grave error in just simply understanding the world.
Exactly. Well, you know, I often refer to that conversation between God and Cain, after Cain tried to offer a compromise sacrifice to God, and he was down in the mouth and depressed and, you know, realizing that something was not right. But God said very succinctly to him, he says, if you do right, will it not go well with you? And this is what has been echoing through the millennia, that people just cannot seem to hear, because not everybody has ears to hear the wisdom of that short and powerful sentence. If you do right, honoring all these things, these markers that God has placed, and experientially the things that we have gone through, you know, just like the law of gravity, when we violate it, we realize the bad consequences of violating the law of gravity. Well, just like the law of gravity, there's other laws that God has put in place for our good and our welfare, and when we violate those said laws, then we're gonna face the consequences and pay a price. And of course, for me and for you as well, I can gather that truth is paramount and high on the list.
Yes, and that Cain story is also important, because what God is essentially saying is, resentment is not the right way. I didn't say it would go well with you if you do the right things. Not
Albert,
it will go better for you.
We're out of time. Your book is linked on our website. Thank you so much.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top U.S. health officials, including Anthony Fauci, scrambled in late January 2020 to respond to public reporting of a potential connection between COVID-19 and the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. The insight into their response comes from examining over 3,000 pages of emails belonging to Fauci, which were released under the Freedom of Information Act. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul saying there's now more questions regarding what Fauci knew regarding a lab leak and when he knew it.
Now even Dr. Fauci is saying that we should investigate it, but the emails paint a disturbing picture. A disturbing picture of Dr. Fauci from the very beginning worrying that he had been funding gain-of-function research, and he knows it to this day but hasn't admitted.
President Biden set to discuss infrastructure with Republican lawmakers on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Joel Gilbert is back, the Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, whose film, The Trayvon Hoax, created such incredible, I guess, at least better understanding against a false narrative that's out there. But the false narratives continue to remain and more prolific. And when you start breaking down the numbers, Joel Gilbert, people, here we are. We've come out of this season we've got to check the science. We've got to know the facts and look at the numbers. But in still some cases, the narrative is hard to overcome, even with the truth.
It really is. Great to be back. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Ben Crump, who was featured in my film, The Trayvon Hoax, back at the White House, since that time, he's taken in about $135 million for his clients and gotten a big chunk of that, while leaving a body count across America. Everywhere Crump goes, he shows up where there's ever any incident. Typically, it's somebody resisting arrest and there's some terrible tragedy or accident where someone dies, and he shows up and says, "This was definitely racism,
right,
and we don't trust the police, and we don't trust the autopsy. We're going to do our own autopsy. We're going to do our own investigation." Turns out it was racism. And the phenomenon that's happened since the Zimmerman case is, at least back then, there was a police investigation for 3 weeks that exonerated Zimmerman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only when Crump came up with what I showed was a fake witness, Rachel Gentel, to pretend to have been on the phone with Trayvon, that they were able to get an arrest. But the phenomenon now is the police will and the district attorneys will be in fear of the mob, and they typically will charge a police officer with murder within a day or two, no investigation, just like the Rashard Brooks case, in Atlanta. Of course, the officers in Minneapolis were all charged with murder within a few days without much investigation. And guess what? The mob didn't care.
Right.
They thought they were appeasing the mob. Hey, we'll arrest these guys, charge them with murder. You know, please don't riot. They just rioted anyway. So Crump has, and with Al Sharpton and with the help of Obama, of course, during those initial years, created this false narrative that somehow there's armed white men in the streets and police officers of all colors that want to shoot people down because they don't like your skin tones.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole the real problem is a very, very outlier problem when there's an incident of this nature. It's very, very rare. But what they do is they take the case of George Floyd and say, this is definitely racism, therefore we need to change all policing in America. And they got this thing called the George Floyd Policing Act that they're trying to pass, which requires officers to intervene if another officer is using excessive force. How are you going to decide that in a split second when you're...
Exactly.
Partners being attacked. It requires them to do, racial critical race theory training, reimagine policing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to cause.
Well, especially like a situation there with George Floyd. I mean, as you look at the video, the officers are there securing the perimeter. You know, you got a restless crowd, and they're a distraction. And who would have thought that this would have led, you know, to the death of George Floyd? But, you know, the autopsy report, the information that we received in terms of the amount of drugs that was that he had ingested, still much of that, I think, is yet to be understood, because this is such a volatile, still a volatile story that has been whipped up. Benjamin Crump, as a officer of the court, is not interested in the truth. He's interested in getting the most money he can for his clients and the notoriety for himself. And as you and I talked before, Joel, how this guy is still an attorney is beyond me after what happened, in the Trayvon Martin case. I mean, here is somebody, an officer of the court, who lied to the court. Why he didn't get disbarred for that alone is beyond me. But that just tells you where our society is, where the justice system is, that it doesn't have the courage to really, to adjudicate its own participants, that they can get away with something so blatant as lying to the court like this.
Right. Well, let me comment is, look, the court system and the DA, FBI are all complicit. The FBI had the phone recording of Diamond Eugene, Trayvon's 16-year-old girlfriend. Crump gave it to them and not the local police. They must have known this was not the same girl as Rachel Gentel. Different voice, 30 different things that she said differently. And up in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, the attorney general, absolutely complicit.
Mm-hmm.
He withheld the body cameras for 4 months. That was the whole thing after Ferguson, Missouri, the hands up, don't shoot fraud. They
right.
said, we just want body cams. That's all we want. We won't riot. Let's get body cams. Okay. You got the body cams. They didn't release them, so there's no way to really see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, on 60 Minutes, about 4 weeks ago, Keith Ellison said, yeah, this incident, there wasn't racism. Now, why didn't you tell us that a year ago when this thing first started? So they do go hand in hand. Ben Crump and Al Sharpton show up. They make false claims of racism. They say they don't trust the police. They don't trust anything. And the media runs with that narrative. The Democrat politicians love it because they can then use that to divide society and try to keep the black voter base with them, which they know was benefiting from Donald Trump, and they knew it, and they were leaving the Democrat Party. They realized that this wasn't something that was going to benefit them, and I think that's one of the reasons, the main reason, the Democrats are convening a grand jury in New York to indict Donald Trump, because their key voting blocks were the biggest beneficiaries of Trump's policies, and they knew it.
Yes, exactly. Well, help me understand this, Joel, if you would. I mean, as you say, the people there are not interested in due process. You hear Benjamin Crump and Al Sharpton and the likes come in these communities, and they really whip them up into an emotional fervor, and due process is out the door. What is the difference between that and being in a movie theater and yelling fire when fire doesn't exist in terms of the violation of free speech? What's the difference?
So the only difference is that this is completely supported by the media. They simply repeat everything, Crump says, and then the Democrat politicians come in line. And it's all about an agenda. They have an agenda that they care about more than the harm that they would cause by the stampeding crowd. And they don't care if there's a body count along the way. Trayvon Martin was not, I show in my film, the Trayvon hoax. He was not actually a bad kid. He got into a lot of troubling things and bad things going on in his life with no father. And he ended up getting suspended from school for fighting three times, ended up attacking George Zimmerman. But he ends up getting used by the Crump gang and the media and the Democrats just as much as George Zimmerman, who was an Obama supporter. Mm-hmm. You can see in the film, in his spare time, he would mentor young black kids whose parents were in prison for life. That was his hobby. So they even took an Obama supporter who was Hispanic and just threw him under the bus. So
yeah, he was a white Hispanic, Joel.
Exactly. So the whole agenda is very ruthless. You know, mm-hmm. when you say, well, no, they don't care about the body count. They don't care how many people are harmed. The biggest group that's been harmed by all this narrative of anti-racism and cops wanting to shoot you are minorities, especially mm-hmm. black kids. The murder rate is way up. Police are much less likely to engage and do security services. Now, just now in Chicago last night, they passed a law that the police are now no longer allowed to pursue people on foot. That means that everyone will resist arrest. If you commit a crime, you know, go ahead, steal something, and if the cops show up, just run.
Yes.
They can't follow you. So it's a crime wave. Mm-hmm. And the biggest fans of my film, The Trayvon Hoax, which you can see, by the way, go to thetrayvonhoax.com. You can see the movie trailer in the book. Biggest fans are black teenagers. They write mm-hmm. me and they say, oh, my God, I was afraid to go out of my house. I grew up with this Trayvon stuff, mm-hmm. and we got played. So
yes.
Those are the biggest victims of this nonsense.
Well, and as you point out in the film, I mean, this is really, this was a central point of all this racial unrest that has been manifest. It's all started with Trayvon. I mean, to the point where you had, you know, blacks killing whites saying, you know, this is for Trayvon. And all under a lie, I mean, that has been perpetrated. And, you know, and then go on, like you say, you got Ferguson. You had all the riots in Baltimore and across the country. You know, billions of dollars of damage, lost jobs, people's lives lost.
Correct.
All in this, you know, all because of this narrative that was perpetrated by Benjamin Crump. I mean, all these guys are complicit, as you say. The Al Sharptons of the world, the mainstream media, how they participated in all this. I mean, to what end? And what seems to be the common goal here is the absolute destruction of the American idea and dream. They want America. I mean, they want America out. We are losing this country from the inside out, Joel.
Well, this whole crowd of no police, no prisons, no rent. It's
yes.
this utopian fantasy that's driving the Democrat Party. Just watch the old Mad Max movie series. You'll see where this is going.
Yeah, this is amazing. Joel Gilbert is with us. He's the Hollywood film director, known, of course, from the Trayvon Hoax movie that you must see.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, it's quite the photo op with President Biden and Kamala Harris at the White House, along with George Floyd's family, you know, coming there to talk about reimagining police, of course, supporting the George Floyd Act, the Police Act, and reimagining policing that was going on here and that's being presented. Of course, the president had said that he wanted this to happen for, you know, this law to be passed on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. But, you know, that didn't happen, Joel Gilbert.
Right. Look, this is just a way of eliminating police. One way you can eliminate police, you defund them. It means eliminate them, no police. If you make it too legally risky for police to detain anyone who resists arrest or to detain anyone of color, there's people with cameras around. Chicago, as I said, just passed that law. You're not allowed to pursue people on foot. So this is a crime wave. Now, who wants to be a police officer in the first place? So you're going to have more resignations. No police officer is going to want to engage anyone who's resisting arrest. So this is going to, you know, just bring more crime.
Of course. From New York to California, that's exactly. I mean, it's so causal and obvious. You got less police on the street and you got more crime and you got more guns. You know, it's like, okay, can we not connect this? I mean, even this, it was so ironic. You've got the governor of California in frustration saying, you know, what is wrong? You know, what's going, really? You ask that question, what is wrong? And you compromise law and order. I mean, law and order together is a must for any civil society. You take away law or order or both in this particular case, well, then you've got lawlessness happening on the streets, and then you dare ask, you know, what's going on? Really?
Right.
I mean, how detached from reality can you be?
Well, see, you're touching on the basis of all of this. Leftists, communists, socialists cannot take power in civil society. If everyone goes to church and goes to work and pays their taxes and there's peace and tranquility, no one's going to vote those guys into power. So they seek chaos so that they can then be the solution to rebuild society, to reimagine society from the ground up. That's the socialist utopian fantasy. Mm-hmm. And it's everything's opposite. It's opposite world. Black Lives Matter is the slogan. Everybody agrees Black Lives Matter. But the reality is it's a far left Marxist group
Right.
really driven by Their ideology is the same as the Weather Underground. It's all these suburban white liberals who claim that black people don't want police in their neighborhood. It's a total lie. I've interviewed people in my film. There's no place like Utopia. Black women especially are very conservative. We don't want legal drugs. We don't want illegals coming and taking our jobs. We don't want high taxes. We want better schools. I mean, they're like the biggest conservatives you ever meet, but they suck them in with this racist narrative.
Well, and even, you know, like you say, with this George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, I mean, this is all a useful tool. I mean, they're just taking full advantage, and the Floyd family is going along because, you know, their family member's name is on this. They got, what, $75 million from the, you know, from the state, you know, for his wrongful death. And, it, you know, and it's like, boy, they're just milking this for all that they can. And, you know, but it's all on a false premise here because, you know, you're making George Floyd, they're naming schools after him. I mean, here we are, we're taking the names of heroes in the past of our history off of school buildings and monuments and everything because they had, you know, an association with slavery or something that today is deemed, you know, politically incorrect or whatever, that it's a political offense. And now they're willing to embrace somebody who, you know, has a history of lawlessness in his life. And because of the manner in which he died, which, you know, people are not, they don't want to talk about how much drugs he ingested. They only want to talk about the police officer having his knee on his neck. And they want to say that it was because of his knee solely that that he died.
Right. Let me give you some perspective. There's 15,000 arrests every day. Mm-hmm. 15% are drug-related. About 10% resist arrest. So Benjamin Crump today probably gets 10 phone calls a week from somebody that says, my son or grandson was resisting arrest. He went for the officer's gun and got shot, and I want $20 million. Mm-hmm. And he can sit there and pick and choose, Crump can, from any of these cases. So we're going to, it doesn't have to be George Floyd. It can be anybody.
Sure.
The point is that the media will jump on this. Democrat Party jumps on this because the Democrat Party has nothing in their policies. They're all failures. Economy, energy, foreign policy, borders. Nobody buys into any of this, least of all black people. Mm-hmm. So all they have is anti-racism and giving out free printed funny money. That's the entire Democrat Party. We're going to send billions in free funny money, and police are racist, and so are old Trump supporters.
Exactly.
That's all they got. So Crump works hand in hand with this scam as long as the media is willing to go along with it.
Well, and the problem that they're having is there's such a large number and growing of minorities who are, you know, are being very successful in business. I mean, they have risen through the ranks. And so when you consider, you know, the kind of systemic racism that they're talking about, well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of black Americans and Hispanics, people of color, who look at this and go, well, maybe, you know, but I didn't deal with that. I mean, I just worked my butt off and earned my way. And then in addition, you know, what we've been talking about recently as well is, you know, with this, you know, critical race theory. And you've got these teachers now telling these young kids, well, you know, black is good, white is bad. Well, what about these young kids that are involved with mixed marriages that are at all-time highs. I mean, how do they go home and balance that out and go, hey, Dad, we learned today that you're white, you're bad, Mom's black, she's good.
Right.
So, you know, how what kind of future confliction are you creating here?
It's total nonsense. I think most people know it's total nonsense. I grew up in the 70s in East Tennessee, black and white kids all together, never heard the N-word, we're friends to this day. So they want to tell us 40 years later everybody suddenly became racist. It's total nonsense.
Yes.
In terms of systemic racism, it's the Democrats who've been controlling these cities with all the poor education, crime rates, single motherhood, 50, 60 years of urban America, Democrats in control. So the Democrats are the system. If there's systemic racism, it's the Democrats that didn't want to fix the schools because the teachers' unions were more important. So there's a lot of hypocrisy, and I think in the end we'll prevail, but it's all going to depend on making sure that there's voter integrity, because that's the next thing up after this George Floyd policing nonsense, is that H.R. 1 for the People Act, where they want to federalize voter fraud essentially everywhere and make it impossible to have a free or fair election. So So the Democrats are up to no good, and anti-racism is their mantra to try to push all this stuff through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I was reading a report this morning from our friend Kevin Jackson from his website, and it talks about, you know, when will leftists stop lying about police killings or unarmed blacks? And the answer, of course, is when they can't profit from it, right?
Never, yeah.
Because the numbers are right there. I mean, they're indisputable. But yet the perception, and they've asked people on the street, what is your perception of how many incidences of, cops on blacks, you know, shooting blacks? And they think, oh, gosh, there's got to be, 50%. The number is so inflated in their mind because of the narrative that's been pushed by the mainstream media and those Marxists that would want everybody to believe that this is the case. But even in black communities, they know that that's wrong, that it's a minor percentage, where you have an incident where a police is killing a black American.
Usually it's a terrible mistake. You have to allow for mistakes in policing. We say, look, we want to have police, and we understand there might be a terrible mistake, like that lady Kimberly Potter that shot Dante Wright.
Yes, exactly.
Taser. You're going to have terrible mistakes. Mm-hmm. Just like in surgery, we have surgeons who occasionally make terrible mistakes during surgery, and someone might die. So you have insurance policies. The family has paid millions of dollars. Sometimes the surgeon loses his license. Mm-hmm. But to say that now you can prosecute police officers if they make a mistake while trying to protect the public, while trying to detain someone resisting arrest, we're not going to have policing. The police are not stupid. They're going to be saying, well, let's just, see you later. And they'll take their salaries as police officers, but they're not going to arrest anybody.
Well,
so who's going to suffer? It's going to be the urban American communities that wanted more policing all along until these white liberals claimed that they don't want police.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact of the matter is today, Joel, you got more police being attacked. Where you have individuals, in terms of confrontation, and what a confrontation here is being defined by a person with a gun or, that is threatening a police officer, and in this case, when that happens, this happens about 10% of the time when it's attack on police, whereas on the other side where it's police going after a criminal, you're looking at 1%. So, as a criminal, you only have a 1% chance of running into a conflict right now, according to the, and this is from 2018. But if you're a police officer, you're 10%,
yeah.
10 times more likely.
Look, the biggest disservice, think about the celebrities doing a disservice. LeBron James, I think he has some kind of inferiority complex because he never went to college. So he gets sucked in by every race hoax. But what he should be doing is saying, do not resist arrest. If you get stopped for drugs, for guns, even by mistake, just cooperate. He'll save a lot of lives. Instead, he simply inflames the situation
with
100 million Twitter followers.
Right. And if you have a gun in your hand, don't run away from the police with a gun in hand. Drop the gun, okay?
If you're 13 years old, you shouldn't be shooting guns at cars like that Adam Toledo guy, let alone running from police.
Exactly.
We have a parenting problem. We have a problem of not enough fathers in the home.
Mm-hmm.
We have a resisting arrest problem, which they've translated into, well, it's the police's fault, the people we call down there to help.
We need to send LeBron James that Chris Rock video that he did, 10, 12 years ago, how not to get your A kicked by the police. It's brilliant. Joel Gilbert, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
TravonHunt.com. Thank you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me.